That is your bus stop forecast. As yet again, so many are rolling back today.
Back to school.
It is a back to school week.
We're back in. We're back at it. And ladies and gentlemen, they are always
at it down there at the home office with the writing staff in Granbury, Texas. It is a back to school edition of our Tuesday morning top 10 today. It is our Tuesday top 10 ways you know it's going to be a great school year.
We've got spirit.
It's going to be a successful school year.
Aloha.
Top 10 today. Because last year we did the top 10 things that you don't want to hear on the first day of school.
Mm.
This is the way more positive outlook.
Aww.
From our writing staff. Tuesday morning, top 10. The top 10 ways you know it's going to be a successful school year this year.
Number 10.
Well, you, as a parent, you made it through the back-to-school aisle at Walmart without having to go John Cena on somebody.
I mean, look at you go.
You want some?
Yeah.
Come get some.
Number 9.
I'm going to college rule.
Did you treat yourself to some new jorts while you were there?
No, but I kind of bent the spirals a little bit on the spiral note.
Look at you.
I got it right there. That's okay.
Savage.
That's okay. Five-knuckle shuffle, baby.
Number nine.
So far, all of the teachers' emails to you have started with a welcome instead of "we need to talk." So it's early. It's really early.
Number 8.
I didn't get that.
Number 8. Shoot. You're a teacher, and nobody has called you mom yet.
Oh.
Did you ever do that as a kid?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the gym coach.
Number seven.
Wait, you know it's going to be a successful school year.
Number seven.
Well, the carpool line is only taking about 47 minutes. But that does mean that you've got to hear both the Donald coming up at 7:47, and if that ain't my Twitty, it ain't. So,
see?
Number 1.
That's right.
It's working out.
That's really the number one thing, because that was a promo mixed in.
Number 6.
Speaking of, number 6 thing that tells you it's going to be a good year. Well, the first thing your kid hears from their science teacher. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please turn to the chapter dealing with buoyancy today?
Will it float?
And it's going to start off amazing. And so educationally entertaining. Will it float every Thursday morning straight up at 8 o'clock?
Right.
That was two promos back to back.
Number five.
Way you know it's going to be a successful school year. Nobody has yelled at your kid to get off their lawn yet.
Wow.
Again?
Yet.
It's really early.
Number four.
You as a teacher haven't received any email or correspondence yet from any particular parent or somebody or
Heather Lee.
Yes, that they have. They absolutely have.
It's almost funny.
Good morning, Mrs. Dover.
Number 3.
Well, number 3, you as a teacher realize that it's only one more year left, and then the Buckners are officially out of the public school system.
Woo!
Number 2.
And
number 2.
All grown ups.
With the new cell phone ban in place, instead of students ignoring class with their heads buried in their phones, now it's back to when we were kids and we used to ignore class just by daydreaming or sleeping outright. I mean, that's the way it was and we liked it out there.
What about those little things that we used to make with the paper?
Then finally.
Number one.
Way you know it's going to be a great, awesome, successful school year.
Number 1.
I don't know. Who cares? At least they're going back.
Yeah, go, just
it's
go.
You made it, parents. Thank you to the writing staff who didn't graduate.